on, holding on, yes, on Yud Zayin. Okay, this is a simple halacha. Yesh na'agin lirchotz piem shachris. There are those who are accustomed to rinse out their mouth in the morning, mipnei haririn shebesoch hapeh, because of the icky saliva that's there in your mouth. Icky is a technical term. And so he says there in Lamed, what? In Lamed Zayin there, at Sifkat Lamed Zayin, he says mipnei haririn. Ririn are like, Rirun is, I don't know what it is, nasty stuff. Right? Kitzarech lahazkir es Hashem agadol b'kedusha v'tara, you have to say Hashem's name, so you're not going to say that with icky mouth, says the Beis Yosef. Vimu isnes, but by the way, if you, you know, when we think of water, we think of nice drinkable water, but if you're thinking of water they had, sometimes the water wasn't quite so appetizing. So if you're a isnes, that means, you know, you're a, like one of us sensitive people that wouldn't put dirty, sandy water in their mouths. Vein rotz lachnes samayim lepi, you don't want to put the water into your mouth. Mipnei she'enim zakim v'sachim, they're not, it's not clear, clean water. Ein ma'akiv milavarach, that's not an ikav from the brach, and of course it's not the ikar din, as everyone knows, on a tainus we don't rinse our mouths out, so it's not an ikar din, but it's certainly preferable, and anyways, it's common courtesy to brush your teeth in the morning, so. We don't do it.
Regular tenesim, it's also, or it's preferred not to.
I believe the din is. I think most people say we don't rinse with water, even on tinus. Tinus is typical. We don't rinse our mouth. I think Rebirkowitz, I think, was made up by like Listerine, because it's not food anyways, and you definitely don't drink, swallow a drop of it. The one of the reasons given about tinus is because you accidentally might drink it, and that's not true at Listerine. I have once accidentally swallowed a very small amount of Listerine, and I will never do it again, I assure you. It's very, it made me feel very sick. It's very not for drinking.